Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast where I, Josh Earl, sit down with a good buddy and discuss the top 5 things of a topic of our choice today. Return guest, very good buddy. It's Ben Vanell, everyone. Yay!
Oh, it's great to be here, Josh. Really unfamiliar topic for me today. Something I've had to really rack my brains for. It's not something I talk to you and other friends of ours about literally every day of my life. But yeah, it's good to be here doing a podcast, which again, something I'm a real newbie at.
We are doing the top 5 things we have seen in 2021. Now, what a year for seeing things.
One of the best. One of the best. It's really been a year where it's narrowed my focus to pretty much only being able to see things.
Yeah, when I thought that 2020 was the pinnacle of seeing things, 2021 comes along and just absolutely takes the cake.
Yeah, yeah.
During 2020, I was doing a list, compiling a list of everything I watched because I thought, you know, when I look back on lockdown, COVID times, I might want to go, oh, that's what I watched and that's what I did. And, you know, It was all The Last Dance and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
This year didn't keep any list.
Just no.
Don't need to.
Let this year just be lost to the mists of time and memory. We don't need to look back on this one.
But look, the future does look bright. Like, we're actually looking like it's, yeah, we're full, around the world. Just looks great at the minute. Like,
totally. Totally.
See, this is my thing. Like, with all the cases going up in the States, I think they've doubled their cases in a week, LA and stuff like that. I'm like, surely in America, everyone's had it so far. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand how, like, because we're both basketball fans. So,
yes.
Teams in the NBA don't have enough players to play. They need 8 players to be able to play, and they can't even find 8 good players in the city that they live in.
I think we've both volunteered for,
yeah,
for Chicago. I want to play for Charlotte. I'll replace LaMelo Ball. Like, we'll get out there. We'll make a new name for ourselves.
I did a thing. I said, Brooklyn, I'm 5'7". I can't shoot, but I bring some good energy off the bench. But I play, because I play on Monday nights here in Coburg. And our last game of the season, someone on the other team, after the game, sent me a DM saying, hey, I was going to say something on court, but I really like your podcast. You're a lot shorter than you let on. I was like, what are you talking about? I don't, like, I said this on the podcast yesterday. I don't think I let on that I'm not short. I think I quite often talk about it.
But absolutely. Then, I think we're about the same height. I think, I'm a little bit taller than you. But real point guard during kids' basketball days. Yep. Not a big shooter. A lot of ball movement, a lot of hustle.
Yep. But then, so our team, this is a team that I just joined not knowing anyone.
Right.
I put a thing up on social media saying, hey, I'd like to play basketball. I'm like almost 40, blah, blah, blah. And then someone said, yeah, join this team. And then I went to join and they said, yeah, we don't know who this guy is. He just kind of messaged us saying, hey, this guy wants to play basketball and we always need players. So it was very, very weird.
That is weird.
They're a good bunch of guys. And so for our last game, we decided we weren't going to shoot anything other than 3-pointers. And as the opposition, I thought they would go, all right, this is fun. We're going to win, but like we'll just, you know, it'll be have a bit of a muck around. Mm. Nah, they took it so seriously. They beat us 60-18. And it was that thing, like, so I was shooting from the half court because they were playing defense like all the way. Like, it's like, just pick us up from the 3 line. Don't pick us up from the half court. And so I shot, it looked like it was going in. It bounced in and bounced out. And from that moment on, they just played on me the entire time. And I was like, this is going to be fun. This is meant to be our last game. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the top 5 things we saw in 2021. So I'll start with my number 5 and then we'll go to you. So now we had so much lockdown. I wanted to stay healthy. And so this is one of the YouTube channels that I followed. It's called Growing Anna. So ananas. So I think that's banana in a language that I can't remember what it is.
Oh, but I think Spanish. Ananas. Yeah.
So that's the YouTube channel. Right. And it is just high intensity interval training. And what I like about her one, because every single fitness video, it's like cooking recipes. Like it's all, here's the story. Yeah. Here's my life story. This is why. And then you've got to try and fast forward through to the actual part where you're like, I just want this information.
Totally.
Her videos are so great. It's just like a little title card and it's like you can pick either 30, 40, 50 minutes. She does one every day, I think it is. Ugh. And it's like some are no jumping, some are with weight, some are with bands. It's all just in her house. Like, mm-hmm. And she's expecting you to just do it in your house. And it is no talking. Say it's 50-second intervals with a 10-second break. You'll get the beep on the thing. There's music underneath. That is just kind of like it's nothing that you kind of takes over.
Yeah.
She doesn't speak and it is just fantastic. It is, I cannot recommend if you're in lockdown or even if you're going, oh, you know, I don't want to go to gyms, but I want to do some workout. Some of them are so tough. There was a boxing one that I did that I just came out of, because I also, the other thing, I do it in this room.
Right.
And, you know, it's got three windows around it and it gets quite hot. Mm. So I'll just be in here just in my underwear and a headband on, and my kids will walk past and just I'm like I know I'm probably it's going to come up in therapy for them in like 20 years time, but he's time. My dad used to work out, like do aerobics in his underwear with a headband on, but during this lockdown it was the thing that I was like, if I don't do this once a day, I just feel myself just getting agitated and just getting super, super cranky. And it was like the thing that saved me so much. And it's like, so Growing Anna, Anna Nass YouTube videos, look them up if you want to do stuff.
Fuck yeah. I can't include this, but I went for a walk every day and that was my version of that.
Yeah.
That's why it's not on my top five things I've seen this year, because it was just me experiencing it, the real world.
Yeah.
Full on. But something I experienced a couple of nights ago in the dark on my couch was a movie that I'd heard a bit about and then kind of nothing once it was released. But I watched a movie that I loved called The Last Duel, which is the Ridley Scott directed film, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, back together again, the boys.
This was a huge flop, wasn't it?
It was.
In the cinema,
Yeah, I didn't realize it, but it was a huge money loser, which is a shame. And maybe that's what it was. It turned me off a little bit. There was no buzz about it after it came out.
Yeah.
But my God, it's a good movie. It's Adam Driver as well and Jodie Comer as that they're the four sort of main characters.
So is it about a sexual assault? Is that... Or
it
is just in it. Yeah, okay.
It basically is. It revolves around the act that one character is purported to have committed.
Yeah.
But the way that is played out, because it is essentially a tale of three perspectives.
Yep.
And the way that is handled is incredible. It's the kind of movie where it is clearly an allegory for contemporary stuff, but it is like integrated into this like dark ages time really, really well. And it does that classic thing of like using a different genre to throw a light on a contemporaneous issue in a way that makes you understand it even more. It's packed with like good performances and all of that stuff, which seems like it could be very, well, like it is very sensitive, is handled really, really tactfully. And so good.
I wonder if it's one of those movies that will get Oscar, like, you know, just the award season buzz, and then people will go back and watch it.
Yeah, I hope so. If that sounds a little intense, it surprisingly isn't intense the whole way through. And I think one of the reasons that it is a bit able to be a bit more lighthearted at points is Ben Affleck playing not like the villain of the movie, like not, you know, involved in the incident, but like a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
He is playing this slimy, he's bleached blonde, got a bleached blonde little crew, like a little Eminem cut and a little bleached blonde goatee. And he plays, sort of just a slimy, gross, sex-crazed French count. and it is worth seeing for that. It's really good stuff.
So this came out the same time as Ridley Scott's other film, The House of Gucci.
Yeah, yes.
That's not on your list, is it?
No, it's not. Because I put TV and stuff in as well, and like I had to cut a lot of darlings to make it five.
Well, I haven't seen it either, but it's so funny. So that went, that's been quite popular.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that Lady Gaga is like a global superstar, not that Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and Adam Driver aren't, but Lady Gaga is a tier above them.
Yes.
But I just laugh because she's on all the shows talking about how grueling it was. And then you watch it and it looks like it's like a farce. Like
right.
The movie looks like it's like kind of this madcap hijinks and she's doing like this insane accent.
Yeah, yeah.
As like, is this real? Because it was that whole thing about the method acting.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that later in one of my choices.
Nice.
But that thing of how, I don't know, method acting just seems to be so, so painful for everyone else around them.
Yes. Yeah. Like, what's that great? There's a quote. It's between Dustin Hoffman and Laurence Olivier.
Yeah.
So
Dustin Hoffman was in a scene where he had to be hungover. And so he went on like a 2 or 3 day bender.
That's right.
And then was there and was telling them. And Laurence Olivier just went, "Have you tried acting?"
Perfect. Perfect.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.